Good evening, everybody. A good Tevoch, a gesund Tevoch. We learned last week in Sifyut Beis the fact that Sifyut Beis tells us that the way the Kohanim have to stretch out their hands. And we learned very briefly that the halacha is that they have to raise their hands, and it says that they have to split, they have to divide their hands into two fingers, and make space. Now, the Emes says, we went briefly through it. I did not mention the fascinating point that actually the Machloikis Achroinim, how exactly it works. I think you mentioned, Mishas, I said that there's two opinions. The Emes says there's a grand total of 9 opinions, how they should stretch out their hands. There is over here printed various pictures. Okay, if I just do you mind to just show it around briefly? The way the Kohanim should stretch the lemaisa. Either way, it's not ma'akev. But if you keep one shitter and you do the other shitter, but yeah, you'll be yotze. But it's still important to realize, to note that there is various opinions of you how to exactly do it. So I just wanted to feel to be mashlim that point. Yeah. You can't? Not yet. Okay. Okay, we have the same Kuf Chav Ches and Sif Tezvav. And, yeah. Okay, Siv Tezvov. V'achikach, once the Kohanim have finished saying actually the Birkas Kohanim, Maschil Shliach Tzibur Sim Sholem, the Shliach Tzibur says Sim Sholem. V'oz HaKohanim Achzirim Pneim Leheichol, the Kohanim will then turn their faces towards the Ohan HaKodesh, V'oimrim, and they say, Ribbono Olamim, Master of the worlds, Osinu, we have done Mashikazar Toleinu. We have done what you've commanded us. What you've commanded on us. Asay ato, mashiv tachtonu. Now you, Hashem, do what you have promised. Hashkifa m'moin kotshecha min hashemayim. Watch from m'moin kotshecha from the place in a certain area in Shemayim. Huvorech es amcho and bench your nation as Israel, Israel. Ve'arichu betfilazu. They should extend this tefillah. You kind of should say this. Until Shliach Tzibur have completed Sim Sholem, they should time it accordingly. V'shiyanu Tzibur Omein al Shneim. And when they say Omein, when the Yidden in Shul will say Soilin will say Omein, they will say Omein on the Bruch of Sim Sholem. Simultaneously, also say Omein on the Bruch of the Kohanim, the Ribbono Olam of the Kohanim. V'meinim Yicholim La'arich Kol Kach. If they cannot extend that tefillah particularly long, Yoyim Ru'ad Yebamoreim Kedel Kamon Sim Kuf Lamed. Rabbi Isai, are you meant to say Shkoyach when the Kohanim come down or not? You say Shkoyach. Rabbi Kagan, you say Shkoyach do you like the Shkoyach when you come down after Duchening?
Of course he does,
he says Shkoyach.
He doesn't like it.
About it. Right, okay, so from the Ramah, it says that you should. You should say it. Yeah, you should.
He's saying the Kohanim should say it.
Correct. Yeah.
Sometimes the Kehillah says it.
Ah, yeah, that's right. That's various minogim, yeah. Yeah, correct. What about the Shkoyach? Rabbi Kagan, just a minute over here, we just showed the various opinions how to stretch the hands. I'm sure you I'm sure you're familiar with this, but that's just the various opinions how to stretch the hands. You say shkoyach. What's the reason? Yes, to say what may be the reason. Not to say. You say shkoyach. So you won't have time to say shkoyach. Filling with your talents. Safe cotton, samach and mishne bura. Actually, nun zayin is important as well. Lochavitz boy sayem. I know, sorry, that's later on. Sorry, that's later on. Yeah, so Nunvav is maybe important. Vishanu at Zibu Omen, we stabbing my Kernim Tzrich and Lanus Omen al Bikas Shliach Zibu. The Kernim will also say Omen after the Tfil of the Shliach Zibu. Okay. Sif Kotten, Sif Tezan in Shulchanoch, and that will lead to the Shkoich. Heina Koyalim Rishoyim Lachze Pneyem. The Koyanim will not be allowed to turn round their faces at until Sheaschil HaShliach Tzibur Simsholim. The Koyanim may not turn round again until the Chazan starts the Tfil of Simsholim. Ve'enum Rishoyim Lochavitz Boiseyem. And they are not allowed to fold back their fingers. In other words, return their finger to normal. To normal position, ad until she'achzu pneyem. They can only put their fingers back to normality once they've turned round. They can only turn round once the chazan starts simsholim. Ve'oim dim shom and they stay there. Ve'einam reshoim la'akoy mishom and they're not allowed to step away from there ad until she'isam shliach tzibur simsholim. They can only step away at the end of completion of simsholim. Don't move until simsholim is finished. Some say the Kohanim have to remain by the over there have to remain by the Ohr HaKodesh until the congregation has said Amen after Simsholim. And that is the minhag. So you wait until it says Amen, then you move back. You go back to your places. Well, you sort out your shoes and then you go back to place. Yeah. To some extent, the actual bracha is finished, but to some extent there is, Pardon? No, you could. As far, that's fine. We'll actually speak about the actual issue of looking, we'll still get to that. So hold on to that. Lochovitz by same Sif Kotten nun sein in Mishneh Bura. Per shedem you pushois. So the hands need to be stretched out until they turn round. Now, Sivkot and Samech Mishnah Bulanos, Amen. The Koidem Amen, Adain Lonis Tema Brocha. They have to remain until the very end, the end of Amen of Simsholem. Before that, the Brocha is still there. Ve'achshav, that's the point I really wanted to get to. Ve'achshav, and now. Sha'minig lo'em ala Koinim b'yiridosom. Now that the minig is that when Koinim go down, min aduchen, the minig is to say, Yasha, in other words, Yasha Yishkoichecha, Yishkoich, Me'anochoin, it is proper, Shalo yerdu ha-koyanim me'aduchon, it is proper that the koyanim remain there ad until she'sem shlech tzibu kaddish. Now, says, because people tend to say Yishkoich to the koyanim, it is right and proper that the koyanim should stay until after kaddish, right? You don't go after the Amen, you don't go down after Amen, you stay until after Kaddish. And that is the reason for that is because if you were to go down straight away after Simsholim, then people say Shkoich. And now in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, people are starting saying Shkoich to the Kohanim as they're going down. That's not right. So therefore, the Kohanim, in order not to lead Yidin to say Shkoich in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Kohanim stay there until Simsholim, until Kaddish. And only after Kaddish, they go down, and that's what people are going to say Shkoich. So, Lachshem Shlach Tzibur Kaddish. Kedei, in order, Shalei Yizbat Lo HaKoyanim Va'om Me'anias Omein Yeish Mei Rabo. Because if the Yidin would go to Astrain after Simsholim, or during Simsholim, Vachzim Yisrael Vasholim, then people would go down, and people would say Shkoich, Shkoich, and it's middle of Kaddish, and people are still saying Shkoich to the Koyanim going down. It's not talking about big shuls, it's not about tiny little it's big shuls. People are going on. People say shkoyach, shkoyach. It's the middle of Kaddish already, and instead of saying Omen Yishmei Rabo, people are saying shkoyach to the Kohanim. Says in the Mishpah, that's mamash wrong. That's not wrong. That's mamash not right. Mamash not right. We're not going to go down that way. What we're going to do is we're going to Kohanim I meant to wait that until after Kaddish. People are saying Kaddish properly. People are saying Amish Mirava properly. And after that, the Kohenim go down and you can say them Shkoyach. Kaddish is better come from Minyan Amish Mirava. V'shar many malad izek, Moshe Motsu. Right, yes. Because you're not allowed, the Kohen has to go, the Chazan has to go straight after. Yes, Kaddish is Kabbalah, has to go straight to it. Very good. Oh, very, very good. Absolutely. So first of all, we're seeing over here, as far as saying Shkoyach is concerned, there's no, Mishnah has got no problem with it. And the truth is, the Makoy for that is very interesting. Why is saying Shkoyach to the Kohenim? Why is saying Shkoyach? So we're seeing Mishnah says Shkoyach is fine. So why are we saying Shkoyach to the Kohenim? Because they benched you. Now it's interesting. They really, it's an interesting one, because really they fulfilled the mitzvah. For somebody shuckles the luluf, do you go up to him and say Shkoyach to him? You don't. Somebody eats a matzah, you go and you say Shkoyach to him. So why he's also doing a mitzvah? Why do you have to say Shkoyach to him? So very good. So the post kingdom fashion, the Pritzi Pesach Fang speaks about it, and he says that the reason is because it's true that he's got a mitzvah, but the fact that he chose you, that davening in this shul, and it ended up that he benched you rather than the other shuls, that was Shakos. That is there's a Makoyin earlier, you know, by the Kohenim as well. When they the fact that it chose to do the duchening over here to deserve Shkoyach. The problem, however, is the problem is not there. What is generally, so we're saying that the fact to say Shkoyach is fine, to say Shkoyach to the Kohenim, that makes sense and that's appropriate, and we see Mishnah Berurah say that's fine. What is generally the response to Shkoyach? Baruch Tiyah. Bochim Tiyu, Baruch Tiyah. Is there a problem with that? Is there a problem with the Kohenim to say Baruch Tiyah? Bochim Tiyu. Is there any problem with that? Oh, so that's really fascinating. Here the poskim say, that's in the contemporary point that he's raising the contemporary poskim. They say, hold on, that already is a problem. To say Shkoyach, that's fine. But if the Kohen responds and he says, Bruchim Tiyu, which of course means you should be benched, there's a problem over here because he's really over, potentially. Why is this not Bal Tosif? You know, when you take a lulav, you're not allowed to take two esroigim. You're not allowed to take two lulavim. You're not allowed to be moisif on the, you don't like it. It depends with context. Over here, it's a kerning, benching Klal Yisrael. Over here, why is there no potential problem of you say Bruchim to you, the kerning? What would you say? If you'd be still standing, and you'd be, while still in front of the Oren, you would say then, Bruchim, it's additional brachas. Would you agree then that it's called Siddur, Moisif ala brach, that it's Bal Tosif? If the kerning would, you know, feels he's got the absolute, totally self-confident. He loves the attention. He absolutely loves the attention. He's there, and he's got a whole shul, 250 listening to him, and he says, Aboisai, let me add an additional personal addition to the bracha. Hey, well, how would you feel about that? It's Bal Tosif, right? It's Bal Tosif. So you say, so you're saying that considering, so Mr. Berlin says that there is no Bal Tosif over here, because he stepped away already from the Oren, stepped away, and he's now in a different place, and he's not stretching out arm, which means that he's not doing b'teiras, but therefore could be not b'teiras. But it's a teiras already. It's a question and an answer. But we hear that really there potentially could be an issue of saying Bruchim to you. And that's why many Kohanim Talmidei Chachamim, when they go down, they're not going to say Bruchim to you. They're not going to say Bruchim. There's Kohanim Makbid on that, based on the Tzu Pesach Frank, and other posts can be raised that potentially could be an issue of b'teiras. Certainly, if a Kohen does say Bruchim to you, there's as you're saying, there is room to explain it, there is room for explanation, but nevertheless, it's an interesting thought. Yeah. What's that? Koichem Yasha. Koichem Yasha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but that it wouldn't work then either. Because it's that the Torah said, Koisoimu. That is the way you have to say Biyakas Kanim. You cannot add your tailor made invention, it's not going to work. The pasuk says that's the way Birkas Kohanim has to work. You can't think of your own words. Yeah.
What can you say?
So you can make a gesture, or you can say thank you, whatever. But if it's the word of the Bruchim Tiyu is such an implicit sound of a bracha, so that might be potentially an issue. Okay, we continue. See if you zayin in Shulchan Aruch shemachzirim pneihem. Very interesting. This is a rule and a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kshemachzirim pnei on the Mishnah. Kshemachzirim pnei when they turn their faces. Pain, batchila, whether it's at the beginning, before Birkas Kohanim, Bein, Basoif, all the way to the end, after completing Birkas Kohanim, Lo Yachzur, they should not turn, Elo Dechim, they should always turn to the right. Of course, we'll know, this is based on a concept, Kol Dechsh Atopoine, whenever we turn, you should always turn to the right. I actually applied this halacha yesterday. I was driving back from someplace and I didn't have my TomTom with me, which is always a crucial mistake. I got to a place, I didn't know where I was. I had to either turn right or turn left. So I said, okay, fine. I have no clue where I am. I'm completely lost. I have to turn to the right. Happens to me, it was the wrong choice. But it was fine because when I reached the end there, I turned twice right. And I but yes, the rule is that when you are in a certain place and you reach, the rule of course is learned from the Mizbeach. When you go up the Mizbeach, when you go down the Mizbeach, the Kohanim always have to go to the right. The rule is always, it's not about, unlike when I'm getting lost when I'm driving, it's not about Sfeikas. It's not about deciding Sfeikas. It's about when you reach destination, and you want to, there's two ways of reaching destination. You should always do to the right. That's why Bein Betchila Ben Basoif, they should turn to the right. It's going to be clockwise. Clockwise, yeah. Okay. Why, pardon? Very good. That's right. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Continues the Rama. Kshayoidi min ha-duchan, when they go down from the duchan, when they finish duchaning, loy yigu b'mena aleihem, they should not touch their shoes. Hamutunofim, their dirty shoes. Now the Mishnah explains, it doesn't mean their dirty shoes, it means, sifkot samach beis, nire tohochi kama. What it means is as follows, stam minolim kematunofim heim. As we learned, in the early simonim, in Chelik Aleph, that regular, normal shoes are considered metunef, are considered dirty, even if you think they are clean, but the stam minolim, general shoes, are considered dirty. Consequently, what it's referring to, any shoes really, if you touch them, you're not allowed to touch your shoes. And if you did touch their shoes, if the Kohanim did touch their shoes, yitlu yidem, they should wash their hands. That filler for continuation of davening, shispadlu achekach. So they need to wash their hands afterwards. Kohanim need to wash their hands. Sif yudches. Ein hamikro, ein hamakre, shekoyre kohanim, reshai likrois kohanim, ad shechale mepiatzibo omein, sheoinin acha birkas Moedim. The makre, the one who calls out Koyhanim, is not allowed to scream out and say Koyhanim until the tzibba has finished saying Moedim. Once Moedim is finished, only then he calls out Koyhanim. Ve'ein ha-Kohanim reshoim la'aschil birkas asher kedushon mitzvos shel Aaron. The Kohanim are only allowed to start the bracha of asher kedushon mitzvos ve'tzvon. Until so in other words, the makre has to wait until the tzibur is quiet. Only then he says koyhanim, and the kohanim are only allowed to start the bracha when koyhanim is finished saying koyhanim, and then they can start saying the bracha. From the Koyer. And when the Kohanim have finished saying the bracha of Asher Kedushon Mekdushos Shel Aaron, they are not allowed to start until Shechal Tzibur Omein. They have to wait for the Omein. Until the bracha is finished. And then they say Omein. And then they can say Yivarecho. They can only start with the bracha of Yivarecho ad shtichal ha'tevo mi'amakre. They can only start saying Yivarecho once the makre has finished saying Yivarecho. So they have to be careful. Ve'en ha'tzibur ha'inim omen, and the tzibur can only say omen ad shtichle bracha mi'akonim, when the bracha is completed from the kohanim. For the aschilu ha'konim ribon o'ilomim ad shichal ha'omim mi'atzibur. In one sentence, this shulchanochim is just said in one sentence. There is the order that there's moedim. You have to wait until Moedim is completed, and then afterwards the Makre says Koyhanim. You have to wait until Koyhanim is finished, and then afterwards the Koyhanim can start saying the Brocha. When its Brocha is finished, that's when you start say, the Makir says Yivarechicha, to wait until that's completed, until the Chazan can say Yivarechicha. So you have to wait until every step, until you move on to the next. So don't jump the gun. So you could say the Shulchan Aruch just says, don't jump the gun. That would be, it's exactly what it means. Just wait until the Amen is finished and then move on. Why is that? Why is that? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Samaches says, posh the reason. The tzibur is an obligation to hear the entire bracha. Hence, you need to ensure that they hear the entire bracha. The boy is saying, what happens? I don't know if this happened to you ever before. So see, if there's two schleppers, they always want to be the last ones finishing the Amen. Do you know which ones I mean? The ones that are schlepping, they want to make sure that everybody hears them saying Amen. Yeah? Do you know those? And the ones who are waiting until everybody's mamash, the Yivarecha, do you want to wait until everybody's... So do you have to wait for them? Is that what it means? Do you have to wait for them? We just said now you need to wait until everything's finished until you move on to the next step. You need to wait for them. Oh, very good. So the Mishneh Berurah says of in Sifkot and Samachtal b'pi Hatzibur, Tainu Roiv Hatzibur. You don't need to wait for the odd two schleppers. If the Roiv Tzibur finish saying Amen, that's fine. If you just need to wait for the majority, and that's fine.
Where does it say Roiv? It's cold.
You wait. Which word in b'pi Kol Hatzibur? Yeah, you're right. It does say, yeah. Mishneh Berurah says we're roiv hatzibur. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. Right. See if you test in Shulchan Aruch. Ein shliach tzibur shai lanos omein acha bocha shel koyanim. The shliach tzibur is not to say omein after the bocha of the koyanim. Why is that?
Excellent.
Very interesting. I would have also, hefsek, omen is not really a hefsek. Mishneh Berurah says, Kotten Samach Ein Aleph explains as follows. Acha Boch Shukanim. Shema tis balbel daitoi. Maybe his mind is going to get all confused. The chazen, I'm sure your chazen often musaf. Yeah? So the chazen doesn't say omen after the bracha of the kohanim. So the kohanim are making the bracha. So everybody else says Amen. The Chazan himself doesn't say Amen to the bracha of the Kohanim. Why is that? Shemot is Balel Daitoi. Maybe he's going to get all confused. Amen, where am I up to? What's going on over here? So the Chazan, of course, the bracha addresses the Chazan as well. The bracha, the Kohanim say they should also be moitzed at the Chazan. But since the Chazan may get all confused, he doesn't say Amen. Shemot is Balel Daitoi. V'lo yeda le'akro izach kach posuk sheni u'shlishi. He's going to get confused. And from Mishneh Berurah, it's apparent. It's not just the actual bracha of, it's also, it's not the only the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu, B'kdushosu shel Aaron. It also refers to the actual. So these three psukim, after every posuk, we say Amen. So the Mishneh Berurah says that the Chazan doesn't say Amen after each posuk, although the minion normally does. Chazan doesn't. He may confuse him. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, "V'im mispal b'toch seseda, if the Chazan davens from a seda umuftoch loy and he is convinced, sheloy tisbal bel daitoy, he is convinced that he's not going to get confused at all. Chazan is very confident by sticking to the seda word by word. He's not going to make a mistake." Then says the Mishneh Berurah, "Reshai lano is omen." He's allowed to say omen. The omen ze einu choshiv hefsek. It's not considered hefsek. The hutzarech tefillah, because it's considered tzoyrech of tefillah. It's part of tefillah. Omen is not considered a hefsek. However, val omen shel bracha shekidushon b'kedushosoy, the very first bracha at the beginning, that yesh machmin shebechol gavno liyane mishum hefsek betefillah. That there's room to be stringent either way. So he says that whilst it's true, you can. So he says the starting point is Chazan does not say Amen. That's the starting point. Not for the actual bracha, not for the every posuk. Chazan does not say Amen. That's the starting point. However, if it's got a siddur, you can be makel and you can say Amen. You're not going to get confused. You can say Amen. However, with regards to the actual bracha at the beginning, there, even if you've got a siddur, you don't say Amen. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. Siv Chof in Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to finish it, but let's just start. Him Shliach Tzibur Kohen. That's a fascinating shot. But Rabbi said, what happens if the Shliach Tzibur himself is a Kohen? Has anybody witnessed that? A Chazan who is a Kohen. Chazan, what happens then? If he doesn't do the Birkat Kohanim at all, does it ever happen in Shtibl? In Shtibl ever happens? What happens then? He doesn't do Birkat Kohanim. He does.
Somebody calls out.
He turns out. Ever anybody witnessed? Does it ever happen anywhere else? What happened then?
He did not do it.
The Rav calls out, and the chazan who is davening, he doesn't call out, but he's okay. Yeah, is that already have witnessed it? Okay, Shulchan Aruch is discussing the shaila, and we're going to see that it's very interesting. There's a very very hidden shaila tzion over here. It's a very shaila tzion over here. Is interesting shaila tzion. Okay, let's get just a little bit of a start. Im shliach tzibur kohen, if the shliach tzibur is a kohen himself. The first question is, are there other Kohanim or not? That's the very first question. Are there other Kohanim or not? So the Shulchan Aruch passes, if there are other Kohanim present, loy yiso es kapov. He doesn't duchem. What is the reason? What is the reason for it? Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis explains as follows. Loy yiso, shema lo yuchal lechav in lachzal isim sholem. The reason is because after duchening, he may get mixed up. He just was chazan. He's going to go duchen, and his after is going to try to say some shalom. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to work. He's going to get all confused. We don't want to embarrass him. We don't want to mess up the whole tzibur. Therefore, shema lo yuchal lechav v'nachzal isim shalom. He may not be able to successfully continue davening sim shalom. Therefore, kain shliach tzibur does not duchen. His mind may get all confused from the fear of the tzibur. Even if he's convinced, duchening is comfort zone. I'm not going to get confused. I know how to duchen and go back straight to Sim Shalom afterwards. No problem at all. Gam ken lo yirotzu chachom lokel b'ze. Chom did not want to be mekel. La koimim koimoy. To move from his place. V'la lois leduchen. Go up to duchen. Hech shesh kanim achim. If there are other kanim, we're not going to be mekel to move and to turn around in the middle of Shemana Esseh. So either or, you kain or shlech tzibu. You know, he's got identity crisis, this fellow over here. You know, what are you exactly? Are you trying to be a chazan or trying to be a kain? What's happening over here? So if you're a chazan, you're not meant to move from your place. So we're not going to allow you to move from your place. So we're learning there's two potential problems of a shliach tzibur being duchening, if it's a kohen. Problem number one is he may get all confused. He's duchening after he's turning around, sim sholim, he may get confused. The other reason is because you're not allowed to move when you're davening for the Amud. Chazor says, you're not allowed to move from your place. So we're not going to be mekel. We're not going to be mekel to turn around and duchen if you are shliach tzibur. Two potential reasons. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned Siv Tezvov, that teaches us that that after Sim Sholem, there's a brocha that is being said, Ribbono Olamim, Asinu Ma Shegozarta Aleinu. And we said that you should try to aim to say Amen on everything together. We learned also that the Kohanim turn round only after Sim Shalom, and they only put their finger into normal position after they've turned round. And they're only allowed to move from their places after Sim Shalom. We learned that the Chatchilat should wait until after Kaddish because of the Shkoyach. We spoke about the Shkoyach as well. We learned also that a person should always, with his various steps involved, whether it's the Moedim, after it's the Omein, after it's the Bracha, after it's the Omein, after it's the actual Birkas Kohanim, person always wait from one to be completed until he moves on to the next step. Sif Yud Ches is, as we said, the title of Sif Yud Ches is Don't Jump the Gun. Sif Yud Ches tells us that Shliach Tzibur is not meant to say Omein after the Bracha of the Kohanim. We learned that if it's got seddon, you can be mekel for all the for the psukim, the brachas of the psukim. And then we started Sif Chaf, who taught us that if you've got a shliach tzibur as a kohen, there may be potentially two problems, and he should not duchen. Problem number one is that he may get confused with some shalom. Problem number two is he's not allowed to move from his place. Much more on this topic tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.